and my twins. Yeah, me and my friends. My friends, my gang. Who they think they playing with? Who in God's name? Hanging out the lamb, I drive a suicide thing. Who been smoking VG, you ain't doing high grade. No, I gotta make a good first impression. Go from the back, letting out all my aggression. Yeah. That's amigo, got you acting reckless. Sexy with the lights on, still got all my necklace. Yeah. I brought some bottles and bottles for me and my friends. How many years LeBron done came in the Benz? Don't count my pockets, just know that I'm getting my ends. I might spend it all on my friends. On top of the world, me and my clique. Got it out the mud, now we all lit. This how I feel to be rich, black and popping. The feelings I can hear the money calling. Yeah, me and my friends. Me and my twin. Me and my friends.
Use my stitch, but it's not what it seems. I got that ready, I'm keeping it clean. Doing that's holding up beam. Saying you love me, but what do you mean? Pretty ass fucking like that I'm.
Everybody!
You thought I was feeling you? That's the munch. The eater, he ate it for lunch. My baddie, I get what I want, like. You thought I was feeling you?
No, I was feeling you.
That's the munch.
You know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
Y'all, welcome to another episode of Kaya's Jambalaya, where I'm always bringing it hot and serving it up cold. Y'all, you know, I just feel like everything has been affected by the alphabet people in a way that I'm just like, I just don't know anymore what to think. Mm-hmm. You know, all my childhood memories are now just being, I don't know what to think. Mm. So Scooby-Doo, mm-hmm. you know, when we first watched Scooby-Doo as kids, you know, I didn't understand that they were stoners. Now, you know, it's later on when they showed, like said, go back and watch it. And when they open up the van doors, all the smoke that comes out and why Scooby and Scrappy, they're, what's, no,
they,
Scooby.
They always have munchies.
They're always, they have the munchies. They're always hungry and Scooby shit. Snacks. And,
right.
And, you know.
But wait, everybody? I thought it was just Shaggy and
Scooby. Yeah, Shaggy and Scooby.
Yeah, they were stoners. But not everybody. Velma and everybody? Anyway, sorry.
No. No, but now they're saying that Velma liked girls. That Velma was in part of the LGBTQ.
Where? How?
And now she's being portrayed as a lesbian in the animation that they have coming out for Halloween.
What?
Trick or Treat Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
Wow.
And they're kind of saying that, like, she's finally portrayed as, because apparently the character was always that, why she didn't have her own love interest.
Okay. Wow. Shoot. You put me on. I had no clue this is where we're going.
So I'm just okay. Like, okay. So I'm not mad, but I didn't know. I didn't know. I never realized.
Yeah.
You know, when they talk about Bert and Ernie, you know, and saying the relationship that was portrayed, why they don't have any more Bert and Ernie on Sesame Street. Like, all of our childhood memories are, like, right now, it's kind of skewed. So now I find myself going back and watching episodes and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. What were we watching?
Right.
And so, anyways, in hindsight, with all of the stuff that's going on these days, I just feel like we need to start censoring, you know, what the kids are watching and what we're seeing, because I don't know if that was in fact what was happening in front of our eyes when we were children, or if it even mattered that much. But the fact that they're putting so much emphasis on it, it's like, if she was, you know, it didn't matter to us, but now it's a thing.
What's funny? That's exactly, because in my head, I'm like, I don't even like if it is just, it is, if that's what it is, it is what it is. But it's like, why have to put so much attention emphasis on it? Because then it changes the children's focus. Like, now they're watching to see, like, you know what I mean? It really takes the innocence out of the show. It takes are we looking for, you know, like, who's the bad guy at the end now? It's like, or are we checking to see what their sexual preference is during the show? Like, you know what I mean?
And
it's like,
and you know what? And it's something you might, as an adult, have understood watching it, but it just didn't matter, you know?
Exactly.
It just didn't matter.
And I shouldn't say just sexual preference. It's just like, you know, relationship preference and whatever be the case. But still, like, yeah, it wasn't a thing. Like, it wasn't a big deal for us coming up. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going through it. So I realize now, doing my little investigations, that a lot of the old characters from different shows were removed recently for different reasons having to do with, like, you know, certain stuff.
So Bert and Ernie's no more. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, apparently Bert and Ernie no longer live in the same apartment.
I haven't watched Sesame Street in some time.
Yeah, they no longer live in the same apartment.
Oh, really?
Like, it's a whole thing. So I just.
But it's funny, because I was totally deep diving here. But I for some reason I always thought they were like brothers or cousins or something. I never even thought thought about it as a thing. Like, because I growing up watching it, I had a younger brother and we shared a bedroom, so it wasn't like I assumed Bert and Ernie were like, yeah, whatever, you guys have your own like space, you guys are like, you know, like,
yes,
yeah, roommates, brothers. Like, I never really thought of it like that.
Yeah, it's a thing. Naive. So I'm just like, now I'm just confused. I'm like, you know, I'm about to go back and revisit all these cartoons and go and see what's up. Like, what's up? What's going on with us as a people? You know, because why do we gotta do it that way?
Yeah.
You know, these are kids, guys. You know, let the kids be kids. Let those adult issues be left for us.
Yes, I like that.
Saying. Yep. You know, that's all. Mm-hmm. But anyways, in more grown up news, so one of Canada's finest, and a lot of people, for some reason, I don't know why people don't know who Belly is, but Belly is pretty much being recognized for, and it's his fifth anniversary of an album that he had dropped that was pretty much one of the most iconic albums
really
to ever drop. Yeah,
Belly from Ottawa, right?
Yeah, he's from Ottawa. Mm-hmm, he's from Ottawa. But he's such a smart dude, you know. Belly coming up on this side, one of the reasons why some of the guys that were around him all did so well, when Belly realized that he had some ins with the industry back then, he got together every artist around that he felt like was hot that could make it, wrote a bunch of raps for them, made them spit it the way he said. And if they were talented guys and stuff like that, but he's like, listen, this is the way it need to be done.
Right, yeah.
He wrote everybody's stuff and pretty much was like, come on, and took everybody with him. So Belly right now is doing it big. And if you don't know who he is, know that he helped trailblaze Canada into the ranks that they have gotten into in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you guys to be looking out for Belly. And the album that he's being recognized for is Mumble Rap.
Okay.
So I need y'all to make sure.
Let me check that out.
Yeah, that y'all check that out. And check out any of the new stuff that he's coming out with, because he's about to drop. It's about to be. It's a problem. He's about to drop a project, and I'm going to tell you something. This album is going to put Canada on the map in a different way, because he's not going out there like, yeah, I'm an American. He's like, I'm a Canadian, and I'm here representing, and I need to kick in the door for my people, and he's here now.
I love that.
So
Belly, he has a track with Nipsey, you know, like the same person? Yeah.
He got music with a couple different people.
Yeah, I feel like that one of my favorite Nipsey songs. Like, he's in a music video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the lyrics right now, but whatever.
I think it was Double Up.
Yeah, Double Up. That's it. Okay, good luck.
And so it's on and popping. You know.
I love that, though. Sorry, I'm like, you're saying that, and I love the fact that they're repping for Canada. It's because we're a dope ass place here. So yeah. I don't know why we're not prouder of it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Canadians, Tory Lanez.
All right, he's been wilding out. What's happened?
You know. I always said, I don't care. I ain't mad. I love Tory, because all of this stuff could very well be just for the entertainment purposes of it.
Yep.
We don't know when they yanking our chain or not. I don't care. When I see him in person, he's a respectful guy.
Yep.
He always, you know, he loves the kids. He takes care of the kids. He makes sure they got pictures and videos with him and stuff like that, so they can feel important. I love that about him.
That's dumb.
But Tory is out here putting his hands on people. They say he put his hands on August Alsina.
Yeah.
He said he didn't did the dirt to the girl. I don't know how much of it is true. Tory Lanez is currently, they say, dating Iggy Azalea.
Okay. Iggy. That's the white rapper?
Australian girl.
Okay, right, yeah.
Child, it is about to be a whole set of melee. We're going to see what happens, though. But apparently, he just went in the media and said that he will be producing her entire album that she's about to drop. So let's see what happens. But I just hope that she knows better than to take any shots at Megan Thee Stallion. But this looks like he just teamed up with this girl, and it's about to be a problem.
Okay. But who had put her on? Somebody had put her on. I remember watching
Was it T.I. back in the day?
Okay, right. T.I. put her on, and he was upset something like that. She's... Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she was using the N-word and stuff.
Got it, right.
It was a whole thing. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so, anyways, yeah.
All right. Well, fingers crossed that works out.
Ciao, Tory, you got to get it together, booby. You know we love you, boo, but you got to get it together, child. You cannot be out here putting your hands on people and stirring up trouble all the way. What is you doing with this girl? What is you doing with this lady? Because everybody know that this is not the girl. We know this already. Yeah, we know.
It's for the business.
He still love Megan Thee Stallion. I don't care. You think this is a game? That's why they all fighting right now. He loved that girl. He was like, you... What you was doing over there in the corner with take this
okay.
No, he loved that girl. That's it's sad that that's how it goes, but you know, sometimes short guys be like that.
Ah,
anyways.
But it's true.
No, it's true. They be having that Napoleon syndrome.
Yeah.
Child. So Canada is on the rise. We know this. Shout out Drake. Drake, you just keep giving it to us over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So we can never leave him out when we're talking about the Canadian rappers.
Of course.
right now, just like I said, Canada's on the rise. Be looking out for your local artists. Post your local artists, y'all. Post your local artists. Just post them. Mm-hmm. Show them some love. We could use the numbers. Post your local artists. So we got a big problem. Kanye, mm-hmm. our favorite Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye put out a t-shirt that said, "White Lives Matter."
Yeah.
Now, we spoke about this on the last show, but right now the people are mad at Common. Is it Common? No, it's Mos Def. Mos Def. Mos Def ends up going and making a mock shirt of the Kanye West White Lives Matter, White Lives Matters, and he put White Lives Matter. He blacked out the V and made it White Lives Matters, and a lot of people kind of got it twisted, and right now a lot of people are on a bandwagon saying that they should also cancel Mos Def. However, just to break it down, because I know a lot of you have probably heard about it but are not really understanding what happened. The V is blacked out, so he pretty much was saying, like, okay, let's fix this, you know, like, exit out. And this is how, this is what Kanye really meant to say, y'all. And then he...
Right, yeah.
Okay. So, don't get on Mos Def like y'all going about to try and act like... First of all, Yasiin Bey has brought so much to the community. Please do not let me start talking about his contributions to the black community and who he is and what he represents. Let's not even.
Yo, if you guys have not listened to Midnight Miracle, yo, tune in to Midnight Miracle. Search it. It's on, I can't remember the platform it's on. It's on a, I subscribe to it just to listen to Midnight Miracle. It's a show with Yasiin Bey, David Chappelle, and, Talib Kweli. Amazing, amazing. The production is amazing, but then you really get to hear and understand Yasiin Bey, right? And
yeah,
yo, the brother is deep. He's super educated. They're like, anyways, and you can't cancel him. Like, he's not cancelable.
He's not cancelable.
He doesn't care. Like, he's not doing it for what we think we're doing. He's not in the industry like how we, you know, we'll portray people and trade with Catholic people. He's way above what we're talking about.
Right, exactly.
So,
I just feel like we are so easily led astray when it comes to this industry stuff. And this is why I often say what I don't believe, even though I seen it in the media, what I heard in the media, I always say, yeah, I don't know if I believe that. Mm-hmm. I started it out by saying a long time ago about this Lil Nas X. I be saying it about a lot of different characters too. Mm-hmm. I could just almost tell sometimes when the story is just too padded. It's just too padded, and it just is giving an air of pretentiousness.
Yeah.
So I just want y'all to beware. But also how the media sometimes will portray us in order to have us at each other's necks about simple things like this. So I just want y'all to all just beware and don't be easily led astray. The entertainment industry is exactly that. It's the entertainment industry. Don't get caught up.
Well said.
Don't get caught up. And so, unless you got something you want to touch on, P, this is Kaya's Jambalaya.
Well, you know, actually, just that I like those closing words in terms of just not to get caught up. And, like, I just find that the cross between reality and what is just meant to entertain is so it's blurred. So it's like we're losing sight, man. We're losing sight on what real life is about. We're losing sight. And I see it when I'm looking at scrolling through Instagram and seeing how people, like, they'll do anything to try to I almost want to say to try to be famous. And it's like we're losing sight of what real life is about. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's anyways, I just wanted to put an axe on that, is that we do need to take stock. Yeah. And as parents, also just keep an eye on our children, because they're taking it in, and sometimes they don't really grasp the difference between the entertainment and the reality.
Right.
So we have to really be that guide, or, you know, that we got to give them the 411. We got to keep it 100 with them and let them know what's real and what's not.
That's right. So right. How much of this do you actually take in and digest for that real and what's not. That's real. Exactly. Let's not be easily influenced. It's entertainment. Let's take it as that. Because that's what I'm kind of feeling like these days, that a lot of this drama is chalked up just to keep us interested and keep us in tune.
That's it.
Yeah. So this was Kaya's Jambalaya, and I thank you all for tuning in. And next week, I'll be back with some information and some news, making it hot.
We're here at the line where people are doing it the old-fashioned way. They're just filling out bubbles here. I want to turn some of these people around and ask you guys, sir, can I ask you what your lucky numbers are?
I'm going to pick 14, 24, 2, 7, and 15.
Those are your lucky numbers. Can I tell you what? Do you know your chances of winning?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's one out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right?
I hope so.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of cocaine.
Oh, okay. That's not good. We're hoping for a different answer. That's probably not the answer that we're looking for.
Touchdown, my display game, pick me up with a bunch of Slim J. Touchdown, right through CC on the neck. Snitching, he ain't lies. Up that chopper, let it blast. Single f*** that bitch real fast. Newest Stendos, brand new Max. I'm fresh, I'm getting this money. I can't sit up on my ass, I ain't no dummy. So please don't talk to me if it ain't mono.
Shmoney, shmoney, shmoney. Heard they let some shots off your game, start running.
Running.
Lil' bro want some shmoney.
Shmoney.
Spit that block, he done it.
Speed.
Brand new chop with a tummy.
Yeah.
Hooked on a stick like funny.
Yeah.
Brand new Stendos, ain't running.
Nah.
Lil' pop this pop for some shmoney.
Woo.
Put my wrist inside the bowl and scrape some shmoney.
Shmoney.
They told me Ryder was coming home. I put him up some money.
Shmigo,
we back on the throne. Ready to fuck the front.
Shmoney, shmoney,
shmoney.
I'll make some brand new
money.
Shmoney, shmoney. I'm fresh out to the
shmoney.
Shmoney,
shmoney.
I just made some brand new
money.
Shmoney, shmoney.
Your lip, she thick, but my lip, she bad. That lip, she thin, but I already hit it. Don't look already slipped it. Don't look already pissed it, though. You finna snitch. My bitch took the hammer. My bitch go bananas. My lip do Hannah. My bout that work, work. Don't go broke like hammer. Gotta keep the dish. Too legit to jam up. Fresh about the bricks. Fresh about the slammer. So fresh about Atlanta. Bitches, big 300 bands. My neighbors think I'm selling bricks. My nephew think I'm Santa. My bitch, she on the purchases. His sister's on the phantom. I gotta keep it 30 stick. I'm living down the canyon.
Aye, so if it ain't about this money, make it quick. Come on, they ain't hungry on this. I got 150 wrapped around my wrist, hey. And I just wrapped another quarter around my neck.
Money, money, I made some brand new money. Money, money, I'm fresh out to the high. Money, money, I just made some brand new money. Money, money.
You won't smoke with me, I'm tryna put the lawns up. They be like, no, don't put them cars up. Yeah, say big brother, bring on cars out. Wanna smoke? We get the spinner while the sun out. I ain't never lacking, I pump gas with my gun out. Scream out what's happening to get the bus until it run out. All these, I don't like what they got, it ain't no fun now. 7'6", 2, big as hell, a knocking lungs out. 1, 2, 3, 4, kick your dope, get on the floor. 5, 6, 7, 8, don't make no noise, I'll eat your face. 9, 10, 11, we ain't gonna say that, and then we won't f*** with Jake. I'ma kill 14, the 13, play. I think my drink hole might be gay.
Why?
Cause he blowin'. I just got a brand new lolly. There's a folk nigga. Call me an auto, yes, man. I don't know. You can send your best man, and you gon' lose your best hitter. What the f*** is that? What the f*** is that? That's how I step on. I step on you.
Yeah, my connection, I set my wrist back to leave. Get my drip back, drip back, we Ferrari with that. Like to look back, told this action, getting that back. I call back, yo, where that stick at?
Tell them boys, come get back.
If they act up, we gon' fix that. My new ain't with that chit-chat.
You know you ain't getting your back.
When I do it, I did that. Wish it good, I ain't taking my wish back. This cost half a ticket, just tap. Then go Draco for a mishap. It's a Barbie on my wrist hat. I ain't at the bus stop, but my bus back. Yeah, S is but bussin'. So fat, it's but bussin'.
Orleans, bustin'.
Quay. You ain't no question, bad look. Don't like good boys.
I like hustlers.
I'm talking like
I got a few questions.
I'm that guy, don't miss your dress. Life's too short to be around here stressed out. She walk, just slip up. Nobody move but us to stick up. That 790 sound like you got hiccups. No matter what, when I call,
I pick up.
Tell me all the business, I ain't spilling my teacup. Go to sleep in Paris, waking up with Megan. I'm a little busy, go shop until I finish.
Send me with the AMX, I don't need a limit.
Every bit of 700, this is not a rental. Yellow Lamborghini coupe, this is not a lemon.
VVS is bussin'. So fat is bussin'. Back so full is bussin'. Driving foreigns, bussin'. I'm tryna ball, I just caught me some hoops. Blonde on my inches, brown on the roof. Candy apple, sticky red back, not the fruit. Caught me them cute double C's on my boots.
I'm a little busy, go shop until I finish.
Send me with the AMX, I don't need a limit.
Every bit of 700, this is not a rental. Yellow Lamborghini coupe, this is not a lemon.
I like a boss, go sick up on the star. Burberry, Siri, I don't ever take a loss. Big wish I like it real, big stick the 100 clips.
Hit me till he off the list. And they say that is lit. How come whenever they see me, they never do? Try to run, but he trip. Bro, keep on clicking a blicky till he don't exist. Got a Glock with a stick. And I've been itching to put a new op in a split. I'm addicted to spinning. Who trying to go sinning? Little bro, don't take pictures, cause he always drilling. My trailers ahead of him, I swear they some villains. I drop a bag, they gon' kill a whole village. Itching to up it, been feeding to brush him. I have a kill, turn his brains into slush. Pull up, pluck him, they gotta rush him. But we saw we left him dripping and gushing. He saw the gun, started panicking, ain't no discussion. We left it stiff like a mannequin, shouldn't have been bluffing. Do a hit out the whip, then we vanishing, open his muffin. For that that he said in his song, I don't stab, I gon' kill him. It came up with a list. I told my youngin', don't hit me till he off the list. And they say that is lit. How come whenever they see me, they never do? Try to run, but he trip. Bro, keep on clicking and blicking till he don't exist. Got a Glock with a stick, and I've been itching to kill him with the
say you my I'ma be your killer, nobody gon' play with you when I'm with you. Go against any like this little skeet all dirt on bitches. I put it in for you, I spend for you, whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gon' cost the that rockin' with you, I got you lit in the city. I've been multitasking, rapping and being a daddy to my little children. I've been spending on business and spending and spending and spending until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, he never step or help with none of you killin'. You doing a lot of capping, watch when I catch, I'ma whack in front of the witness. My you trippin', we could've been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now it's not safe for you. You switch like a
New York City, please go easy on me tonight. New York City, please go easy on this heart
yeah.
of
Look,
mine.
Look, huh? It's my. Welcome to the city of gods. Pop was the king of New York. Now I'm in charge. Only the trillers, the city is ours. Find out the odds when you pick them apart. I give them my time, so I give them my heart. If the city love me, then they're really a star.
Come with a challenge, every you gon' come with a balance. Every shooter with me is coming to sound. And you better pick a side.
Better pick
you side hop. If I want them to not let you come into the city, it's my option. Oh. This is the home of the fly shopping.
Yeah.
This is where the gon' watch pockets.
Yeah.
When I'm on TV, I gotta look good, cause I know the whole block watcher. We chill with the ops, we is not vibing. If I see him in person, we Fox following. Get a post as soon as we not stopping.
Get a post as soon as we not stopping.
This is the town of the big drip.
Big drip.
Smooth talk.
Nah.
Millie Rock. Shmoney dance. Woo walk. You will not survive being too soft. Been a long time, we took a new rush. So we got a new course. We stopped and we let it cool off.
Yeah, I still got anxiety, that's why I keep it on me. Sometimes I feel like I can't trust no one around me. There's another side of me, but I don't even show it. Cause I got way too many people, ain't enough me. Been through depression. Just no one around me, cause I got anxiety. Cause I got anxiety. Yeah, overthink. Yeah, conversation. Yeah, complicated. Yeah, consequences. Yeah, people talking. Ain't got no patience. Yeah, just get that money. Yeah, and get that. Yeah, and it don't matter. Love or hate it. I've been going through it. Got my mind racing, and they gon' have to face it.
was coming from the back. I don't work jobs, I ain't my job. You don't like it, take a hike, pay me for it. I'm a rich with an attitude. Pipe it down, but I whoop you like your mama do.
Your legs off, try to get away from me. Had a stand off, hit him in the spine, knock his dreads off. My what is called a body? I didn't name them random off. Thugging in my Reeboks, ride with a G shock. I heard he shot, truck will make a beatbox. He made a shot, turn, wore the spot on, built a car. Had a mask, truck will make one beat.
Okay, I pull up, hop out at the after party. You and all your friends, yeah, they love to get naughty. Sipping on it, and I know.
The Cali got your distorted. Brand new coupe, I floor it. Brand new, got a brand new Glock, I adore it. Have it running like Forrest. VIP, I'm very important. In the hood, I ain't never no tourist. Got the drop on the op, we door explored. YG from the streets, YG real legit. YG lit, YG start a business with your 50-50 flew to Cabo, YG a trip. YG think he Kanye West, he got his own kicks. Whoa, fresh out of pandemic, but I ain't rusty. Whoa, have a baby by me. Be lucky, whoa. I'ma throw it all the strippers love me, whoa. Walking best dressed, but I ain't no Kid Cudi.
Girl, did he just say what I think he just said?
Sis, yeah.
Talking like you lit your b and I be ugly. Pull up with a tenner, waist slim, chubby. Half a million on my neck.
I ain't tryna die young, so I gotta ride with one. Stood 10 toes down in my Balenciaga. He ran out on a nigga, that's a shot-ta. Cold-hearted nigga with the block-a. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'ma gon' post bail, just look at my wrist. Tell me why the legends always gotta die quick.
I'm sitting here looking at Keisha like, do you love me, do you love me not? Damn, you hit the spot. Taste like candy, sweet like fruit, ooh, wet like water. Can I love on you? Withdrawals, I'm feeling different every day, I need a dose.
Hey. Staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, well, yeah, girls want girls where, hey, well, yeah. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, girls want girls where, hey, well, girls want girls where I'm from.
Two in the morning, okay. Watch your legs at the crib, little baby. Two in the morning, okay. Watch your legs at the crib. my phone like you needed something. I'm going in, okay. Can't know you bad like you owe me something.
Sexy mother, you're the baddest one. Gave you all my love that's been at now. We should get away somewhere and run it up. I'm trying to fall. She's so blasted. That you can tell him that you're mine still. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing.
I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. And I see.
What it do, y'all? It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm not a pastor, but y'all gonna get the word today. What it do, Empower Hour listeners? It is your homegirl, Tammy Tuesdays. I just want to say, you know, I hope you guys are doing good, feeling great. You know, it's getting cold outside, y'all. I personally hibernate during winter and even during fall. I'm not with it. I'm not with the cold season. I am with staying warm. You know what I mean? I don't understand why my dad immigrated here. I swear. I'm just like, man, out of all the places, this is where you chose. Anyways, you know what? Let me not even get into it. Let's get straight into the information, y'all. You know what? It has been brought to light that many voters were unable to vote, right? Like, they physically were able to go, but they, for some reason or another, they were not on the list that, you know, where they were supposed to vote according to their address. You know, the government has come out and said, yes, you know, there was electronical problems, but we're looking into it. I myself was at Canadian Tire on Saturday, actually. And a sister walked up to me. I was on my phone and she was like, oh, sis, you know, I listen to your stuff. I'm with you. And, you know, she's like, I have to tell you. She's like, I wasn't able to vote. And I was like, what? I was like, houseway, how were you unable to vote? You know, what happened? And basically she told me that she had moved, right? However, she already filed her taxes. That was fine. She had all of her information changed. You know, her address change was done and et cetera. And she's like, when I went to vote, my name was not at my new address. And she's like, it was too late because she had to work. It was too late by the time she got there for her to go to her old address to see if she was even on that voter's list, right? Which is problematic because her address change was done. Her information has been updated. She has been at this new address for several months, right? So there goes one vote that was unable to be casted. And I mean, guys, we are talking about democracy here, okay? This is not voting to go see, you know, I don't know who we want to see perform at the next fashion show. This is not, oh, you know, we're voting about, oh, what do we want to eat for supper tonight within our family unit? No, we are talking about democracy. There's no margin for these type of errors, right?
There's no excuse neither. And just the fact that the government doesn't seem too pressed nor too concerned, right? That many voters were unable to vote. To me, that's problematic. So you guys already know what I'm going to suggest. Start writing those letters. Start writing those letters, right? Ask questions and request a reply. You know what I mean? We need to add pressure. This is how, in my opinion, is a good way to add pressure, right? Because our candidates, our deputies, you know, those who we put in position to represent us, it's not just to go to marches and say, yeah, we're with the people. It's not for you to post a nice, cute little picture, you know, with your family or your dog or your cat and, you know, be like, yeah, you know, I'm with the people. No, show us you with the people. Show us. When we reach out to you and we have questions, answer us, and then we want to see action, okay? We want to see tangible actions, right? Anyways, that's that for that. Y'all already know I'm very passionate about this subject. I can go on and on. But sadly, many voters, as I said, weren't able to vote. On a brighter side, it is apple and pumpkin season, y'all. Anybody that knows me knows I love fall season because it's so beautiful, right? I hate the cold of it, but it's beautiful, right? So it's apple picking season. It's pumpkin picking season. Wow, that was kind of a tongue twister. It's all good. I got it out. But I encourage you guys to go, right? To go get, you know, some apples, some pumpkins. There's so many things we can make with apples. So many things we can make with pumpkins. I mean, at my house, we have already started. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things to make. And it is healthy, right? Which is super important. Now, speaking about healthy, y'all. Orange juice prices are going up. Listen, everything has been going up, okay? Inflation. And you know what? I'm going to say this. Speaking about inflation, did y'all notice that Legault got reelected? Not even 2 days later, child, the gas done jumped about 17, 18 cents. This man wasted no time. He wasted no time, right? And I know some people are going to say, well, you know, gas prices are set, you know, federally. Yeah, they're set federally, but personally, you know, I just find it very odd. You know what I mean? That it jumped 2 days after he was elected, you know? But anyways, that is neither here nor there. So going back to the orange juice, y'all, is going up. Prices are going up. You know what I mean? And this is something that we actually have to pay attention to because guess what? Guess what's not going up? Our salaries, right? Our salaries are not going up. And at the end of the day, you do not want to get to a point in your personal budget, right? Where basically, you know, you've been living according to how you've been living for the last, you know, years, but without taking into consideration how high inflation is right now. And then that's just kind of you digging a hole, you know what I mean? Because you're functioning as per usual when things are no longer as per usual, right? So y'all, I encourage you guys to really, you know, make a new budget, right? Make a new budget. Make sure you take inflation into consideration and switch your eating habits, switch how you, you know, you consume things, your buying habits. I mean, it's super important, right? In 2022, it is no joke, right? And as I'm talking about this, I'm going to tell y'all that this weekend, it was the 9th vegan festival in Montreal, right? Which is super dope. Because I have recently made the change to being vegan, and now I'm really going plant-based, right? Because a lot of vegan things are actually not necessarily good for our bodies because there's a lot of chemicals in there and whatnot. So basically, you know what? I think it's important for us to learn to make things ourselves. You know what I mean? My new motto is, if I can't grow it, I'm not trying to eat it, right? The food is making us sick, y'all, okay? To me, it's just not logical that to buy 3 green peppers is going to run me about $9.48, but I could buy a box of 6 granola bars for like $1.79. To me, that doesn't make sense. And if you look at the ingredients, right, in the, you know, at the back of the box of the granola bars, it's a whole bunch of chemicals. You know what I mean? So just pay attention, y'all, to what you guys are eating. Pay attention to the pricing of the things that you guys are eating and make sure you create a new budget, okay? Because you do not want to be that person that has to resort to eating improperly, you know, to eating junk because inflation is so high and that, you know, that's basically all you can afford at that point because you didn't budget yourself properly, right? And as I've always been saying in the last couple of months, y'all, start growing your own food. Start growing your own food. I personally have an indoor greenhouse. I grow my food 24/7, 365. You know what I mean? I have vegetables. I have fruits. And I want to try growing oats and rice and stuff like that. But it's so important because everything is becoming so unaffordable that at the end of the day, I don't want to be that person that has to buy the box of granola bars at $1.79 because I can't afford the three green peppers at $9.48. Right? So anyways, that was a little sidebar. But I encourage you guys, yeah, to really start learning how to make things yourselves, right? I know life keeps us busy, right? But it's important that we make time, y'all, to cook. That we make time even. Listen, I started knitting. I was like, man, I'm going to start knitting. I'm going to start doing stuff. You know what I mean? I'm going to start sewing. We need to learn to start doing things ourselves because society right now, it's really it's in a weird state, y'all. It's in a weird state. And it's like, if we do not take the time to assess the current state of society and then act accordingly, then we might just get caught out there and we might just be severely affected by inflation. We might just be severely affected by XYZ. So just make sure, you know, that you're paying attention. You know, it's as simple as that. So on that note, y'all, as usual, I'm wishing you guys love and light. And I hope you guys have a great week. And if you guys were not able to go check out the 9th Vegan Festival in Montreal, you could go check out their website. A whole bunch of nice things, great companies. And I cannot stress the importance of eating healthy, you know. Again, as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of things that are vegan that we can think are actually really healthy that are not because there's a bunch of chemicals in it. My suggestion is if you can, you know, go plant-based. And on top of that, you save money because meat is crazy expensive right now. Okay. Crazy expensive. My mom bought a chicken breast, right? It wasn't even that big. You know what I mean? It was like a whole chicken breast. It wasn't even that big. It was $21. I was like, see, times like this, I'm happy I don't eat meat, y'all. Okay? On that note, again, now I'm saying bye for real, y'all. Stay blessed. Peace.
Hey, everybody, I'm Gina the Great, a.k.a. Miss Politically Correct, a.k.a. the Devil's Advocate, a.k.a. Big Lyran Energy, and this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. It's time for Black Facts. I am coming to you remotely, so I won't have the Black Facts song for you today, but it will be back next week. Today we are talking about Lincoln Alexander, a man of many firsts, a federal minister of labor, a vocal MP, and later Ontario's lieutenant governor, always working hard for a just society. This Black Facts is brought to you by blackbiblio.com. Lincoln Alexander was a champion of human rights in Canada. Born in Toronto in 1922 to West Indian immigrants, he served during World War II in the military. He became a lawyer in 1965, and in 1968, Lincoln Alexander became the first Black member of Parliament. Lincoln always spoke on behalf of human rights and social justices. In 1985, Lincoln was installed as the first Black lieutenant governor in Canada. His push to further human rights led to the creation of two awards in Ontario, the first being the Lincoln M. Alexander Award that recognizes young people who fight racial discrimination, and the second, the Lincoln Alexander Award for an Ontario lawyer who has demonstrated a commitment to the public and their well-being through community service. Ontario's communities have recognized Alexander's vision and ideals. A host of streets, buildings, and schools bear his name. Did not know that. That's amazing. I'm going to go look for those institutions and those street names now. And he was appointed to the Order of Ontario in 1991. The nation too tipped its hat to him when in 1992 he became a companion in the Order of Canada. In 2006, Alexander's hometown named him greatest Hamiltonian of all time. Salute, we salute you, Mr. Lincoln Alexander, in these Canadian Black Facts. So that's one for the books. I hope I taught somebody a little something, because I sure as heck taught myself. Going into the motivational quote of the week by none other but Queen Maya Angelou. Nothing will work unless you do. And I think that is the precursor to you gotta shoot your shot. The precursor to you can never achieve if you don't try. I think that's now that we're over the Mercury retrograde, and I promise you that's the last time I'm saying it, because I've been saying it for way too many weeks back to back, but now is the time for doing. Now is the time for preparing. We are, I was about to say the end of October. I know we kind of just started, but when you start a month, it feels like you finish it anyway. But it is now time for preparation as 2023 approaches, and only more greatness awaits moving forward. Now, I know I'm supposed to be keeping things light, and I try to do that as most as possible, but social media gone wild. I came across this post thanks to our brother Thierry Lindor, who brought to light some nonsense, but I'll give you guys a listen.
D'ouvrir les terrains un samedi pour le reste de la saison. Vous l'avez dit vous-même que la Covid, ça a forcé, ça a changé le mode de vie des gens. Et les jeunes, ils ont été impactés par ça. Ils n'ont pas pu faire de sport pendant 2 ans.
Quelque part, là, moi, premièrement, à 15 ans, j'aurais pas venu affronter le maire comme vous avez fait. Je sais pas pourquoi que c'est vous. Ça aurait dû être votre père ou votre mère qui aurait dû être là. Je sais pas si c'est votre mère qui est là. Mais c'était vous qui auriez dû prendre la parole maintenant, comme parent, parce que lui, premièrement, comme à 15 ans, j'ai même pas d'affaire à lui parler.
Alors, est-ce que...
So, that was the Anjou mayor, Louis Miranda, who responded to a young black man, a 15-year-old, who was just basically saying, like, he'd like to go back to playing soccer. And he basically told him that, you know, at 15, you have no business coming to me to speak to me. I have no business speaking to a 15-year-old. It should have been your parents who came to speak to me. Oh, my goodness. If he was 18, right, with the right to vote, oh, Mr. Mayor, you wouldn't have been saying that. He's not that far off from 18. And guess what, Mr. Mayor? He's not going to forget you either when he turns 18 and how you responded to him. The disconnect is insane. And I'm very sorry, but you're a year away from somebody that you can ship off to war and go fight for a country and die for a country, but you're not grown enough to have to be able to ask for soccer fields to be opened back so that you can, I don't know, have something to do after school that doesn't involve just flanage in the streets. If you are a resident of Anjou, please go speak to your mayor in droves. And again, it's not about him being a young black man. I salute you, young black brother, for opening your mouth and saying what you needed to say. And continue saying it. Don't let him bring you down off of that. It's just how you have this old white man running a city and is fully disconnected to what the youth need, especially post-pandemic. I'm going to stop it there because this is supposed to be ungrind my gears, and my gears are grinding right now. But, you know, what needs to be said needs to be said, and that's how that is. I know these are usually more interactive, but like I said, I'm coming to you remote. But I will be back next week in full effect in studio and hopefully giving you a bit more ungrinding of gears. But on that, I will leave you with Pharaoh with some final words.
So this is just our segment where we just want to plug what's going on in the community. But before we do, I just want to take a moment. We lost another brother in the community who was murdered. And I think it's important that we acknowledge when we lose brothers and sisters in the community. Well, I know him as Green Eyes. What was his?
His name is Tremaine Burks Getty or Getty's Burks, and He was a vibrant young man who, since he was little, was always into music and the arts. And he was truly loved in our community. Truly loved.
So with that, we'll take a quick moment of silence. Sending love, sending light, sending peace to his family. As we all know, life doesn't end when the physical body dies. The spirit will continue to live on. So as the spirit continues to live on, I just sending peace. Peace, understanding, clarity, and well wishes to the family as much as possible.
Amen.
Amen. So just other things happening in the community I want to remind you guys of. November 12th, we have the Black Families Magazine. They have a launch they're doing here in Montreal that is going to be exceptional. You can get in contact with us at the OFC. We'll give you more information, or just search Black Families Canada. If you know Dr. Alvina Ryan, you can reach out to her. She's one of the main coordinators for it. So that's November 12th. And also on November 12th, we have White Yardie. White Yardie is going to be here. This is Big Will. It's another Big Will production. So I just want to let you guys know what's coming up in the community. Aside from that, I want to give a shout out to the winner of the OFC Lotto Copac from last week. The brother's name is Gamedi Yao. So big shout out to Gamedi Yao, and I just want to encourage the community. You guys continue to take part. $24 gives you 52 entries, possibilities to win $500 every week, and that money is spent back into the community. So I definitely encourage you guys to get in contact with the OFC. It's our pleasure to be able to create these opportunities to support you all. And for all entrepreneurs out there, every Tuesday morning from 7:15 a.m. to 8:30, we are here to support your business. We have the OFC business team meetings. We get together, we connect, we build, we support you in your business. We help you to find your ideal clients, and whatever challenges you're facing, we're here to help. So do not hesitate. And with that, I want to send you guys peace, love, and light.
Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour with Pharaoh Freeman, Queen Kaya, and Gina the Great. We are on live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and broadcasting Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment.
Cinema Politica Concordia is thrilled to invite you to the screening of Category Women. Join us on Monday, October 17th at 7 p.m. for the special screening of an award-winning film that works to expose the sports industrial complex, an industry controlled by men who put women's lives at risk. This film visits athletes around the world, including a profile on 18-year-old South African runner Caster Semenya. This event will take place on Monday, October 17th, 7 p.m. at room H110 in Concordia's Hall Building, 1455 de Maisonneuve West. The venue is wheelchair accessible and donations are kindly encouraged. For info, cinemapolitica.org, or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carré. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You know you want to.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.